just launched the Northern Ireland Science Festival here on W5. Northern Ireland doesn't have a science festival already. How come, and how did you end up running it?
Well, that was the question actually we asked ourselves at the start. Was it was such a good idea, and there was such a vibrancy of talent around here that we couldn't understand why there wasn't one. But once we proposed it to people, everybody came on board quite quickly. It just needed somebody to pull it together, and luckily I was there. So we've launched the program today. It's about 100 events over 11 days, which I think reflects the vibrancy of the sector, that both the tech sector, the university sector, and the real interest there amongst the general public as well for this kind of an event.
It's for kids, but it's also for adults and for all ages, all whether you have a scientific background or not.
Yes, definitely. We wanted to create a festival for all, really. We wanted a festival that was focusing on both kids and adults, because we felt, not only for a skills reason, because parents play just as big of influence on a kid's pick in science as anything else, but also just to entertain the adults. We felt that science was such a core part of culture and society, especially now in the 21st century, that it had to be celebrated. So we have, for the adults, we've quite an eclectic mix of stuff that's never really been tried before. It's stuff that is new theatre, film, music, even a bit of comedy thrown into the mix, whereas during the day for kids, it's hands-on workshops. We were firm believers in hands-on workshops where kids actually gave a go, and we think that's kind of lost within the curriculum, so we're trying to recreate that. And it's also a lot of talks and debates for kids during the day too. So we wanted to really hit all levels of ages, of all levels of ability, and create a festival for all, really.
Science, if it was an arts festival, there's kind of a well-trodden path, maybe not as much money any longer, but
of course,
but it's kind of there's a way of doing it.
Yeah.
A science festival is a bit difficult to actually get
it
up and running.
It really was. I mean, we don't have a traditional arts council to go to, and so that's why we were delighted that Dáil and City Council got behind the project quite quickly early on. We couldn't have done it without them, because we didn't have that obvious pot of funding to go in. Obviously there's opportunities for more corporate sponsorship, but it really was hard. And the other thing that's a wee bit different than arts festivals is you do not have a lot of ready-made shows or bands or comedy acts that are just doing science. There are a handful of them, but not a lot. So a lot of the shows that you'll see in the festival had to be developed from scratch. Through ourselves, through the universities, we developed a lot of the shows, just working with people and saying, well, this might work ahead of this. There was lots of really good ideas, but we just had to bring it to that stage.
Okay, and if people want to find out more about the actual events, where do they go? What's the website?
The website is niscientifestival.com, so nice and simple. On there they can browse for the tickets, browse by day, by category. There is a lot of events, there's 100, so it's quite a neat wee website, we hope. Most of the events are free, you just need to pre-register for them. There's a few that you have to pay for, £5 or £6 max. But if you just log on to NI Science Festival, follow us on Twitter at NI SciFest and on Facebook at NI SciFest as well.
And finally, you must have some favourites in the programme that you're really looking forward to.
It's always hard
all
to pick a favourite. I mean, my favourites are probably, I really am looking forward to the BBC event. I think...
They're putting on kind of like 3 days.
It's 3 days of, and in its own right, it's almost a mini festival. It's everything from robotics to Raspberry Pi workshops, golf swing simulators to stage shows. It's really an incredible array of activity. I'm really looking forward to Bodyworks. I'm dreading but looking forward to the world record attempt in the Odyssey. That's 1,200 kids in 75 schools. So
they're trying to do the largest ever science lesson
in one location is the idea. So I'm looking forward to that, but also dreading it too for having all the kids running about, but it'll be good.
And the dates?
The dates are the 19th of February until the 1st of March.
And after the 1st of March, you'll be lying down in a darkened room practicing the science of sleep.
Indeed, hopefully. We also were planning ahead for a number of other events. We're going to have a monthly science cafe in the Black Box, which is really to provide a platform for local scientists to come down over a pint and be able to, and the public can come along and just ask any question that they want in a more relaxed environment than your traditional lecture or academic setting.
And just build that feeling that science isn't this kind of nerdy thing you
exactly.
do in school and forget. It's
exactly.
So part of life.
That's one of the events we're building. There's already a number of other potential spin-out events with some partners. And then it'll be about planning for 2016.
We've and already you give up a good job to do this?
Yes, I give up a great career in a company called Stratagem. I give it all up back in July to just set all this up
but
and see
glad,
what
I mean,
happened.
You can see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really developed incredibly well. I mean, we're really excited. If you had said to me this time last year we'd have 100 events, I probably would have freaked out, bit the arm of VR, said you were mad, but we've got there, and so we are delighted with the programme. Now we just need to run it.
Chris, all the best for the festival.
Thank you, Alan.
To get along to some stuff.
All the best.